Thank the Lord for the song this morning, and very thankful that in spite of difficulties or troubles or even in the good times that we can still come with the spirit of praise to the Lord. Desire and interest in your prayers this morning. I've written on the board, stay the course. Stay the course is a phrase that is used often in context of war or battle, meaning to pursue a goal regardless of obstacles or criticism or difficulty. And it was kind of, in researching it, it kind of came back to the forefront of American lingo during the war on terrorism when a couple of our presidents used the term again and they said, we need to stay the course. In other words, when there are seeming defeats and there are problems, let's not deviate from our purpose to try to eradicate the terrorists and what was going on. I want to encourage us this morning spiritually. I know that Monarch is over. Has already been testified. There's been at least one person that has been fighting the devil since then. Anybody else been fighting the enemy since Monarch? There's more than one of us then. I want to encourage us this morning to stay the course in Jesus Christ. I find that many times that people's problem is they are losing their purpose and determination to follow through on a goal. One easy example is people that start diets. There are some people that start a diet every day. They start, it's a new day, it's a new diet. But the problem is that sometimes, many times they don't stay the course. They have a plan of action. They say, I'm not going to do this. And then they get a little bit hungry or they're feeling a little bit bad. And it's like, oh, well, whatever. And they don't stay the course. They don't maintain the discipline to stay the course. Do you know that progress, as has already been said, progress comes about in small increments usually. But the problem, like with dieting, for example, if you diet for one day, you expect to get on the scales the next morning and I should have lost at least 10 pounds. I mean, I didn't have a donut today. You understand what I'm saying? It's something that you're disciplined for just a little bit of time and you expect to have these big increments of progress. Folks, I want us to understand that spiritually, if you know what God's will is for you this morning, stay the course. You may not see big progress. You may not always feel like doing what you know you need to do. But folks, regardless of obstacles, in spite of the problems around us, I want to challenge us this morning to stay the course. Don't give up. If the Lord has ministered to your heart recently, whether you were at Monarch or not, I'm thankful that the Monarch, the Holy Spirit is not confined to a national meeting. The Holy Spirit can go home with you. The Holy Spirit can deal with you when you're driving down the road. The Holy Spirit can deal with you in the quiet of the night. The things that the Spirit of God has dealt with you about recently, stay the course. Don't give up. Don't neglect the things that the Lord has shown to us. In the book of Acts, in the 20th chapter, verse 22, Acts 20, verse 22, it said, behold, I go bound in the Spirit. It was talking about Paul. I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. In other words, I don't know what's going to happen in Jerusalem, but it seems like that everywhere I go, the Lord's saying there's going to be some problems. Young people, are you willing to stay the course this morning even if you have some problems along the way? Even if there are obstacles spiritually, stay the course. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what temptations you're going to face. I don't know what physical problems you're going to have. But folks, if we're going to gain a crown of life, we need to stay the course. And frankly, we're not always going to feel like it. But if we will stay the course, we're going to obtain a crown. He went on to say, none of these things move me. I know there's going to be problems. In other words, it's not going to be easy. None of these things move me, neither I count my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. You know, the Lord wants you to finish your course with joy. But we need to have the same purpose. If you want to stay the course, you are going to have purpose and determination. It doesn't matter what happens, none of these things move me. This morning, if everyone in this congregation were to backslide, and I were to show up next Sunday, and everybody had gone the way of the world, or maybe you came back the way of the world, all right, said, well, we don't believe in holiness anymore. We've been set free, and we're going to serve the Lord a different way. What am I going to do? I want to have the purpose of heart that none of those things move me. If all of my family went a different direction away from God, I hope this morning that my purpose would be so fixed that I could say as Paul, none of these things move me. I'm going to stay the course because, folks, there is one way that leads to heaven, and it's the way of righteousness, and it's the way of holiness. And I want to challenge us when you are tested and people around you are going to say, go this way and go that way, and you're being too conservative, and you don't have to do that. Stay the course. Stay the course. None of these things move me. He had a purpose, as he said in one place, Paul said, I press toward the mark. I press. I may not be there right now, and I haven't attained all of it, but I'm going to press for that mark, and I'm not going to give up. Too many times, the first temptation that comes along when someone gets saved, first temptation comes along, and they fall away. First time someone criticizes you, people run. We need to fix our anchor in the Lord this morning if we want to stay the course. You know, there's something about, and I hope that everyone that did go to meeting, I hope everyone had a positive experience. Let me give you a little hint. One of the greatest ways that the enemy will try to cause you to deviate from the course is to use God's people to discourage you. Well, I went to camp meeting and, you know, someone came up and said something really rude to me, and it really hurt me. You know, that's just what the devil does. He's going to use every, and I know I've shared this, but young in my ministry, a minister's wife came to me after a particular service where the Lord had really blessed, and she came to me, and she said, I want you to know, she said, the devil has a trap laid for you. She wrote me a letter, and I carried it around in my Bible for years. I wish I still had it. I'm not sure where it is. She told me in that letter, she said, the devil is going to use every child of God he can to discourage you in your ministry. You know what? She knew what she was talking about. Because if we want to be a support one to another, don't we? We want to encourage one another. And I want to say, I am thankful for the love of God's people. I'm not disparaging that. We need one another this morning. But I want to also say this, that there's going to come a time in your life the enemy is going to use someone amongst God's people that's going to hurt you. And when that happens, stay the course. It's not worth trading in the blessings of the Lord that we have. It's not worth forfeiting the fellowship that we have as a people here this morning because someone hurt me. Love them, forgive them, but keep on going and don't let them steal from you what you have with God. There was a illustration by Ken Kirsten that I want to give credit where credit's due. Told a story. Said there was one day a kindergarten teacher went into class and there was a little boy there that was having difficulty putting on his cowboy boots. And he was struggling and pushing and pulling, and so she knelt down beside him and he pushed and she pulled. And finally they got one boot on. And they worked and worked and worked, and finally they got the second one. They were working up a sweat to get these cowboy boots on. And finally, she was about ready to cry when he said, teacher, they're on the wrong feet. So it wasn't any easier pulling those boots off. And they work to get those boots off. And they started back again. And he said, as they were sitting there trying to work on them a second time, he said, "These aren't even my boots." So they kept working and they finally got them on. And he said, "These are my brother's boots, but my mom made me wear them today." So she worked and they got him on, and finally she got his coat and got his coat. She said, "Okay." She said, "Now where are your mittens?" And he said, "I stuffed them in the bottom of my boots." Do you know that that's exactly like life sometimes? It's exactly how life seems sometimes. It seems like we're doing the best we can, and it seems like everything we do, there's an obstacle. And then it's like, why? Why didn't someone tell me it was going to be this way? Because if I would have known, I would have done this differently. And if I would have known that, I would have done that. Do you know sometimes life just brings difficulties? But when it comes to our service to the Lord, let's stay the course. How bad does it have to get? How hard does the temptation have to get? How much trouble do we have to get to before we throw our hands up and say it's not worth it? Have you ever considered that in your life? How bad do you have to be hurt before you walk away? How hard does it have to get before you throw your hands up and say, not worth it? Folks, we have something worth fighting for this morning. We have something worth persevering for this morning. And when if we're going to stay the course, one of the things that we need to do, Lord help us, we need to, first of all, examine the course that we're on. If you're on the course of sin, change it. If you're on the course that's leading you closer to the world, change it. But if you're on the narrow way this morning and you know you've been doing the right thing, stay the course. Recently we had, we got a hole in our windshield, or a crack in it. Got a chip in it, and then within a short amount of time, the crack was about this long. The poor glass people had to put in three new windshields in our van. We're on the third one now. And they were having difficulty, but they stayed the course with us, so I'm thankful for that. But do you know that our van has a, I'm trying to think what it's called. It's a lane change warning. So if you're driving down the road, and it hadn't worked before they got this fixed, so you're driving down the road, and if you kind of veer over to the edge of the line, it starts beeping. It's a lane departure warning is what it is. Do you know the Lord has some lane departure warnings for us, and He's wanting us to stay the course? And if we start going one side or another too much, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, "Hey, be careful. Be careful." What are you doing with those warnings this morning? What are we doing with the checks of the Spirit? Stay the course, saints. But we need to do some checkups sometimes. It's just like with a vehicle. You know, vehicles need air put in the tires on the way to service. We got up beside a vehicle. A lady was driving down the road. Her tire was almost flat. Tried to tell her her tire was flat, so she pulled off to a gas station. Do you know, it's nothing to be discouraged about. It's something just to fix. If the Lord shows you something in your life that's not quite right, don't give up. It's like, "Well, I'll just sell the car. The tire's flat." Well, no, put air in the tires. "Well, the oil sure is dirty. I guess I'll just get rid of it. It hadn't lasted very long. It lasted 3,000 miles. Change the oil. Spiritually speaking, folks, we need to examine our life. Examine how we've been living. But don't throw in the towel because something's not quite right. The Spirit of the Lord will help you to make it right. Spiritually, sometimes, I told someone recently, just 3 days ago, I told him, I said, with the Lord, when the Lord saves you and gives you His Spirit, there's still going to be times that you need to pull over and have a rest stop. There's still times to say, "Lord, I am just flat out spiritually exhausted and I need some renewal." I said, there's nothing wrong with that, but stay the course. It's like when you're driving and you're tired. You say, "Well, I'm so tired, I'm just going to stop and I just won't go." No, stop and get revived. Get out and walk around the vehicle. Run down the road if you have to. Get woken up, but don't go back home. Stay the course and head to your destination. Spiritually, there are too many people that are turning around and going back when things get difficult. Lord, help us to stay the course. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Cast not away your confidence. Then verse 38 says, now the just shall live by what? Did y'all get that? The just shall live by faith, not by feelings. I told someone else. I said, when you wake up in the morning, if you're married, and you look beside you and there's your companion, do you always feel this gushy, bubbling, over the top emotion? Oh, my love! Do you always feel that? Everybody's afraid to nod their head and shake their head. No. I will tell you, no. Does that lessen my love? No. I'm just as committed. Those special times, they're good. Feelings are wonderful. But do you know, serving in a marriage, it's more than feelings. If we were married because of feelings, who of us would still be married today? And if you say you would be, I would really like to talk to you after service. But the reality is that it's not about feelings. It's about I made a life decision. And I made a commitment. And the feelings are good. And there are wonderful things that happen. But it's not that way every single second. But that doesn't lessen the love. Folks, it's the same way with our experience with God. You will go through some periods that might seem a little dry sometimes. Stay the course. I made a lifetime commitment to follow the Lord. So if things are a little bit difficult or it even seems a little dry and it seems like I read and go to service and I'm just not getting a lot, stay the course. Because the feelings are going to change. The Lord's going to come along and renew and revive. But if you stop coming to service, guess what? You're not ever going to get the blessing. If you walk away from God, you're never going to be renewed. So stay the course and don't give up and don't let down. But stay faithful because the just shall live by faith, not by feelings. So don't cast away your confidence. Don't throw away what God has given you. It's like when Job was in such a difficulty, he held on to his confidence. He knows the way that I take. The Lord knows exactly where I am, and I am suffering. But I've made up my mind to serve the Lord, and I'm not giving up. Paul said over in 2 Timothy, and we won't take the time to turn and read it, but 2 Timothy verse chapter 1, verse 12, he said, I know in whom I have believed. And am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I won't just say young people. I want to say to all of us this morning. If the Lord has shown you something in your life that he's asking of you recently, stay the course. If you've made some commitments to the Lord, stay the course. I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him. Lord, I'm struggling and I have a need and I met the Lord. But when I leave the altar and I go back home and I go back to life, guess what? That commitment's going to be contested, right? Well, now I don't feel like I did when I was praying. Now it feels differently than when I was in the presence of the Lord and the anointing and the conviction was so rich, and now it's just back to the humdrum of life. Keep it. Put your trust and your faith in God. And that's the reason why I believe the three Hebrew children, when they were given a second opportunity to bow down to the king's image, they looked at the king and said, O king, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Why aren't they careful? We don't even have to think about it. Because our God will deliver us. Oh, and by the way, if he doesn't, we're still not bowing down. Why? They were going to stay the course. Are you all willing to stay in the battle this morning? Can you stand a little bit of heat? Some people get in the fire just a little bit and they run away. I want to encourage you, put your trust in God, because I know if we commit our way to the Lord, He's going to be faithful to us. He's going to be diligent. He's not going to let us down. We want to have a purpose to stay the course. And I just want to caution us, though, to stay the course is not just about willpower this morning. It's not just about self-confidence, because have you ever made a commitment and you thought, I can do this, and you put your trust in yourself? You know spiritually what happens when you get self-confident? You know what happens? Does anybody else know besides me? Talk about great was the fall of it. You're going to fail. We've got to put our trust and confidence in God. Today, Lord, I'm struggling and I really need you today. Young people, I'll give you a little hint. If you've made some commitments recently to the Lord, stay the course. Every day in your personal devotions, pray specifically for that thing that you committed. Don't just pray the general prayer, Lord, help me today to be what you want me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Pray specifically, Lord, you know this is a weakness. You told me you wanted me to lay this aside, or you gave me this something you wanted me to do. Lord, would you help me today to be strong in this area of my life? Folks, progress will come by staying the course and praying and seeking God specifically in those areas of our life day after day. So we don't want to get lax, we don't want to get lazy, but let's keep focused and stay the course. Reading and praying, because the Scripture says, to him that thinketh he standeth, take heed lest what? Lest he fall. Well, you know this next Scripture to that one says, it says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also do what? Make a way to escape. Stay the course. The temptations when you are tested, stay the course. The Lord will be faithful to you. He will make a way to escape if you will put your trust and confidence in Him. Another area that staying the course, folks, that the enemy likes to cause us to do is to hold on to the things that are hindering us. You know the Scripture where He said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So if you're on the right course this morning, and there are things that you're holding on to that are hindering you in your course, what are you supposed to do with it? Lay it aside. And you know it's easy for us to say, we're all sitting here and we're in worship to the Lord. Lay it aside! But I'll tell you what, it's hard to do sometimes. It's hard to do sometimes. But you know the Lord will help us do it. This is why Paul said, I bring my body under subjection. Because that where I myself have preached to others, I myself should be cast away. In other words, today, if there are things hindering me, Lord, help me to die out to self that I can stay the course and gain the prize. Before we close, and we'll close shortly. Psalms 37, verse 23, says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. You know the Lord wants to order your steps this morning? I am very thankful for very definitive victories that God has for each and every one of us. But I want to encourage all of you with something this morning. If your heart is fixed to stay the course, there are still going to be times in your life after you've made commitments and prayed about something that you still may fall a little bit short in the area that you are really looking to the Lord to give you that complete victory in. Now, understand, God delivers us from sin. But there are areas of spiritual growth. And why would we need to grow except there's areas of weakness, right? So that means, let me just give an example. If maybe you are a very impatient person, just for an example. And so the Lord talks to your heart and you came and you prayed, whether it was at an altar, at the altar by your bed, somewhere you sought the Lord, and the Spirit of God really stirred you and it's, Lord, I want to humble my heart and I want to have the patience that I should have. And you are ready to take on the world when you get up from that altar. Just welcome the storm. I'm a patient. The Lord's going to give me the grace that I need. Do you know the Lord will help you to grow? But it is also true in an area like that, that there's going to be some times that you speak and you hear yourself. And it's like, you know what? I didn't handle that one like I should have. I was impatient. So what are you going to do? You can say, well, I didn't get anything then. See, I was impatient, so that prayer meant nothing. Or will you stay the course? Lord, I know that you met with me. I know that you showed me you have greater grace for me in this area of my life. Lord, I'm sorry. And you go to the one affected and you humble your heart and say, I'm sorry. I'm working on it and I'm not there. It's all right to acknowledge that, folks. If any of us here is humanly perfect, you ought to be up here instead of me. All of us have areas to grow in, but we need to keep coming back to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to grow. I want you to work in my life. And that means the scripture goes on to say, though he fall. This is the man whose steps are ordered by the Lord. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. In other words, you might start to stumble, but the Lord's going to catch you so you will not utterly fall. In other words, we're not going back to sin. That's not what I'm talking about. Let's be real clear. The Lord delivers from the moral violations that separate us from God. But in a human sense, there are areas in the fruit of the Spirit that we are to grow in. And if there have been commitments, someone had testified, and I hope it's all right, had mentioned in Sunday school that there are some things there that the Lord had shown them to use their time a little bit differently. Some commitments were made. The Lord spoke to them. Stay the course. But do you know what? Tomorrow, if all of a sudden you realize that you've been kind of doing what you were before the Lord talked to you, don't throw your hands up in the air and say, well, it's just back like it was. Say, Lord, thank you for showing me. I'm gonna fix this right now. People struggle with family devotions or with their personal devotions. If you struggle with that and the devil comes along and says, see there, you didn't have prayer this morning. Don't be crushed. Say, thank you, devil, for reminding me. I'll pray right now. Don't allow the devil to crush you, to throw your hands up and say, well, it didn't mean anything. Just fix it. Take care of it. The Lord will uphold you and strengthen you and sustain you this morning. So let's be encouraged this morning. If you find yourself drifting from the course, do you know that the Spirit of the Lord will help you come back if you'll just keep your heart open to Him? He'll give you checks. And there is a reason this morning for staying the course. There's a reason. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, but not to me only, but unto all them that love His appearing. Folks, there's reason for us to stay the course this morning. I want to encourage and challenge us, if the Lord has met with you, whether it's at Monarch or somewhere else, and you made some commitments to the Lord, stay the course. It doesn't mean you're going to feel like it. It doesn't mean even that you won't ever kind of stumble a little bit. But if you will keep your heart fixed, you will grow in the Lord, and one day we will gain the crown. But let's stay the course. Folks, the devil is fighting really hard to steal from God's people the victories that God has given us. Let's put our purpose and our determination. Let's fix it and let's keep our eyes on Jesus. Because, folks, you start looking around, it'll be discouraging. But keep your eyes on Jesus and let's run with patience this race that is set before us. Amen.